A Farewell to Pluto. Elementary school children more than 10 years ago learned about the planets in our solar system like you do now. Maybe their parents quizzed them to help them remember the planets before a test. Or maybe they thought of a mnemonic, a memory aid, to help them remember all the planets like this one. My very easy memory jingle seems useful naming planets. With this mnemonic, they could remember not only all the planets, but also the order of their locations from the Sun. Mercury, Venus, Earth, Mars, Jupiter, Saturn, Uranus, Neptune, and Pluto. But you may have already noticed that this mnemonic no longer works, because in August 2006, the International Astronomical Union, IAU, declared that Pluto was no longer classified as a planet. Pluto was discovered in 1930 by American astronomer Clyde Tombaugh, and its status as a planet had been debated for quite some time. Over the years, as telescope and space technologies improved, astronomers gained a better understanding of the outer extremities of our solar system. We now know, for example, that Pluto's orbit around the Sun is irregular compared to the other planets. Moreover, astronomers have discovered several other celestial objects near Pluto that orbit the Sun and are the same size as Pluto. Measurements and pictures obtained from the Hubble Space Telescope show that one celestial body in the region is, in fact, larger than Pluto. In 2006, when the IAU redefined the meaning of planet, they created the following stipulations. A planet must 1. Orbit the Sun, 2. Be large enough that its gravity pulls it into a relatively spherical shape, and 3. Have a clear neighborhood around its orbit. Because of its small size, its irregular orbit around the Sun, and the fact that there were other small celestial bodies near it, Pluto was reclassified as a dwarf planet belonging to the Kuiper Belt beyond Neptune. There are now 5 dwarf planets in our solar system: Pluto, Ceres, Eris, Makemake, and Haumea. When the declaration of Pluto losing its planet status was made, people around the world reacted with nods of acceptance, howls of outrage, and shrugs of indifference. Recently, scientists have reopened the debate on Pluto's planet status following new research, though it still remains declassified as a planet. Where do your feelings about the dwarf planet Pluto fit in?